From WGVU Public Media, this is Powerful Women Let's Talk. Conversations with women making an impact in West Michigan. Stay connected to Powerful Women. Please like and subscribe.
This season on Powerful Women for Women's History Month, we're looking at women who made history in West Michigan and women who are making history right now. Today, we look at a woman who is making history. So hello to you. Mari Sierra, you're a big deal. Good that you are here. I wish you would have brought me a taste of your Navarro's Mexican takeout and catering because you're what, third generation president?
Yes, third generation owner.
Yes. Tell me a little bit about, first of all, becoming a third generation owner of a family business. And I'll be blunt with my question. Was the role to lead in your family's company purposeful, or did you feel the DNA?
No, it was not purposeful. I was very resistant. It is no secret that I thought I was never going to come back to Muskegon. When I graduated from high school, I went to Aquinas. I left. I was working in corporate America, and I thought I was going to retire from my last big girl job. But my mom became ill with leukemia, and throughout her sickness, she continued the restaurant. And she passed away suddenly, and at the time, my one other sibling and I said, that's it. We loved having health insurance and a 401k, and I had two very small kids at the time, and I said no. But my husband said, we have to try. So we are celebrating 5 years trying, and it's been a wonderful journey. Very unexpected, but I'm thankful.
A nearly 50-year-old family business. I know Mexican takeout in Muskegon Heights. You're, what, famous for your stone ground tamales?
That's right.
Yes. So your service in the community will go back and forth a bit with your from your leadership to your community love. One of your big needs is serving as vice president of the Coalition for Community Development. What is this?
Coalition for Community Development, or more lovingly known as CCD, is a grassroots nonprofit organization started in Muskegon Heights. They came to me, and it was an easy yes because their mission aligns with my personal values. They care about healthy food, about literacy. There is a special place in my heart for the babies. So I learned that because of CCD, there is a library program in Muskegon Heights School District. Without them and their volunteers, the library program would have disappeared many years ago. And I couldn't imagine a world where kids couldn't go to library during school. So it was an easy yes to join the board less than a year ago. But now here I am again, a little bit unexpectedly, serving as new vice president.
How easy is it to say yes to these challenges thus far in your life? Was this part of your DNA? Did you see that in your parents? Obviously, their hard work in the company, you wanting to continue that. Perhaps the love for food in the community. Do you remember, is it love doing by representation?
It is. So it actually started with my grandparents, Angel Luis and Connie Navarro. My grandmother was a powerhouse advocate for the Latino community in Muskegon. She founded, co-founded with my grandfather, a nonprofit called Latinos Working for the Future. In her advocacy, she created opportunities to support young kids, like the ones that I have a special place in my heart for, all the way up to seniors. So creating scholarship opportunities, a center for seniors to come together and spend time. And that's so important as we get into our older years in isolation. And so she created a space for them to be together. There's a festival still today celebrated in Muskegon from their nonprofit. So having her as an example has truly made it easy for me to say yes to a lot of these things because I grew up watching a powerful woman fight for the things that she thought were important.
What makes Muskegon, perhaps even Muskegon Heights, your business arena, challenging, thrilling, or surprising to put in your talents like you do?
Something that makes me very proud to be part of Muskegon Heights in particular is there is such a community pride. There's a long-standing history of Muskegon. And though I didn't go to school in Muskegon Heights, and I just grew up there as an extension of my family's business. I was welcomed back with open arms. We reopened the restaurant in February of 2021. February in Michigan is not very fun. It was COVID times, still social distancing. And when we opened, we have a gate. So when we opened the gate that February 2021, there was people outside waiting in a line to say welcome home. And that is one of the most beautiful things. And I'm so happy to be a part of a community who just loves and takes care of one another.
As a woman business owner, what would be a challenge and or a surprise?
I think being underestimated frequently. I was lucky enough to have been courted by some developers in the downtown area saying, Mari, we love your food, we love your brand, but I just didn't feel like I was taken seriously. A lot of that I do think has to do with my age. I still consider myself a young woman, but on the other hand, I also think it's the simple fact of being a woman. I think if it would have been a man showing up to those meetings, I think they would have gone a little bit differently. But one of the things that I enjoy about being a woman business owner in Muskegon is that there are several of us and we take care of one another and support one another, whether that's recommending me for a catering or showing up when you're having a celebration at your business. I have not had the displeasure of meeting another woman business owner who's not rooting for me.
You say you are a big believer in community and legacy. Let's put the spotlight on the legacy.
For me, one of the amazing things is that when I introduce myself as the owner of Navarro's, people will stop and say, Connie Navarro? What was she to you? And I get to say, oh, that's my grandma. And people automatically love me because they loved her and they were touched by her in some way. For me, I feel an immense honor and responsibility to take care of that love that people are giving to me because of the legacy that she created.
How would your kids describe you, especially your gal?
They are so unimpressed by me. But it's a reflection of me as well, because...
Yeah, that could be a compliment.
But I grew up in the same circumstances, having women who were powerful, who were giving back to their community. And you don't... It's the tale as old as time. You don't appreciate something until it's gone. I didn't have the opportunity to truly appreciate my grandmother and my mother until they were gone. And this is just their life and this is how they're growing up. But though they are unimpressed, I feel very lucky to be able to expose them to powerful women and powerful situations all of the time. I don't want them to grow up thinking that opportunities or people are out of reach, that they are capable and worthy of every seat at the table.
We're asking generations of what you consider a powerful woman and how we can raise our youth to become such. Obviously, you've answered learn by doing, your little ones. But what do you consider the definition of a powerful woman?
One of the things that I admire most is someone who has the ability to make you feel like you are the most important person in the room. And I think that superpower goes with lifting others up, that woman recognizes that there is room at the table for all of us, that they are genuinely invested in your story and how they can learn about you to make connections down the line, that leadership is not a solo journey, that it's shared. And that is, I aspire to, because I can talk all day. I'm not very good at listening, Shelley. So that's something that I'm still learning, but I want to be able to make the path easier for someone behind me because I've learned a thing or two along the way.
I'm going to dig into your fun facts here to make sure you are a powerful, authentic woman. First of all, you mentioned the word superpower. Do you have a superpower in one word?
A couple of words. I am a tamale maker since birth, Shelley. So I can wrap tamales faster than most people can do a lot of things. I've timed myself and I can roll about 300 tamales in about 30 minutes. I'm real fast.
I imagine there's a Guinness book of world records out there that looks for that. But when you specialize in tamales and that's your business, that's good. What about this Subaru that doubles as a mobile content studio? Is that a hat you wear we should know about?
I'm an aspiring content creator, yes. I share my face a lot on social media for my business. I was doing a terrible job of showing my food. I challenged myself this year to show a little more food. So I've been filming a series in the Subaru called Eat the Menu, where I am eating everything on the entire menu an episode at a time. Shelly, I can't do it all in one sitting.
No judgment.
But where I'm eating from the least ordered item and working my way up to fan favorites. And I've recently added an aspect of having special guests. So we're hanging out in the Subaru, eating, filming content, learning more about Navarro's, but also learning about other amazing community members and what they're doing.
What's your pick me up song?
Oh, Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles. Before my mom passed, I had a miscarriage between my two kiddos. And even though it was early, it broke me. We have a special guest in the studio with us, my oldest. And because of her, I had to keep going. I had to take care of her and myself. But if she hadn't been around, I would have sat on the couch and ate Cheetos all day. That was what I really wanted to do. So she saved me in a sense. But that song of just knowing that brighter days are ahead, that even though things are cloudy now, things have to get better. The sun has to come out.
Wonderful. What lady in history, on behalf of March as Women's History Month, would you like to take to lunch and why?
Oprah Winfrey. I took a solo trip to Florida to see Oprah, essentially in concert before the world closed down with the pandemic. But going back to that superpower that I admire, that you can make someone feel powerful, but just that genuine connection in the questions that she asks. They're not surface level. She truly wants to get to know you and understand and get messages out that she thinks are important to the world. So I would like to be able to pick her brain and learn how she was able to develop that skill of asking questions and making deep connections.
With a nearly 50-year-old, well, tell her hi if
you have
a conversation.
Hey, Oprah. But
a nearly 50-year-old family business you have, U.S. third generation owner. Where is your business 50 years from now?
When I took over Navarro's, I was very green. So this was early 30s. I knew that there was something special in our tamales. And I had a vision of a tamale empire where I would be the tamale queen and we would be shipping tamales all across the U.S. I didn't realize how many challenges and roadblocks that came with, but we still have interest today of send me tamales to Florida. I moved away and I can't find tamales like yours anywhere. I'm in North Carolina or South Carolina. And I want to see that our tamales continue because they're not just third generation. This recipe is my great grandmother's recipe. So I would love to see that they continue for generations to come.
Hope it's a secret recipe.
Super secret.
There we go. You'll probably tell Oprah if
Maybe.
She asks. All right. Yeah, there we are. Why keep women's history alive, Mari?
I think it's so important to know where we came from. And a very great example for me is my grandmother, Latina woman. She experienced racism, to speak very bluntly. She was a migrant worker. She retold a story of going into labor in Florida, and they didn't know which side of the hospital to put her with white women or black women, which resulted in a miscarriage for her. But I remember telling her a story where I was facing racial injustice, and she was so upset because she fought so hard so that I wouldn't have to experience the things that she experienced. And I fear that if we don't learn and listen to our older women and learn what their struggles were and what they fought for, those privileges that we have because of them may disappear. So I think it's so important to put ourselves on the back burner and take a moment to learn from our older women.
Mari Sierra, owner Navarro's Mexican Takeout. Please keep making history.
Thank you, Shelley.
Powerful Women Let's Talk is a production of WGVU Public Media. Episodes available at wgvunews.org and on Apple and Spotify. Please like and subscribe.